The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy. No glasses for me.
No glasses cool for me guy either. What's off up, Trav Nation? I'm your middle brother, Travis, Big Dog Wolf, Wolf, Ring, McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's me, your sweet baby brother, 30 under 30, media luminary, Griffin McElroy. Oh, wait, did I say Griffin McElroy? Because I am Paul Dano.
Huh.
Oh, man, go on.
I am Paul Dano.
I am thrilled.
We're recording that this
you
one.
Decided to talk about this.
We're recording this one like 2 weeks jazzed in advance, so I don't know which way this Paul Dano thing's going to break. But the episode that just came out with Quentin Tarantino, where he was talking shit about Paul Dano, I said no one else in this whole fucking industry is going to stand up for this guy. So yeah. I'm gonna draw a line in the sand right in here and say I don't care if it costs me a role in one of Quentin Tarantino's future products. I quit.
I was cast in a Quentin Tarantino movie, and I said I quit in quit.
Jesus
Tarantino.
Christ, Travis. In Quentin Tarantino, you decided to put quit.
Quitted?
Well, in I started it, Griffin, with, and I knew there was a Q in there somewhere, and I couldn't remember where because I was already halfway
right
through saying his name.
Right at the
hey,
top.
Hey, he also
name
talks shit about Matthew Lillard, and I was like, yeah, that guy doesn't
he
have any
fans. He
went
after Matt Lillard. He went after Owen Wilson. I think, obviously, we won't stand for that either. All our best guys. And I've chosen to rep Paul Dano. You can't talk shit about Paul Dano unless it's in the kind of a funny way. Like when we talked about how he said when he played the Riddler, it made his head get super hot.
Yeah, like, that's fine.
That's fine because it's like fun and having funny.
That's funny.
And he would appreciate that.
He would appreciate how crazy it was he was Riddler.
Like,
he would love that.
He would think that's super funny. If you're still with us today, and I do, and but to say that he's the quote weak sister. What's first of all? You've chosen even a rough way to insult, like to come up with a bad insult. But to say that he can't hang and there will be blood, where he axed the roof off that motherfucker. Are you kidding
me? And yeah,
me?
Sometimes I gotta stop and think about which one's Paul Dano, which one's Miles Teller, and I don't know why that is.
That's
but in
crazy
my head, I have hey, to. Listen. I know. Listen, I know. But
do you know how I'm 45 now? Do you know how hard Paul Dano had to fight to get into my head? He was like the last celebrity. He was like the last famous person I learned. And I had to hear that motherfucker's name 150 times before it was like, okay, it's not there. Okay, I'll learn who you
but
are.
He worked
fine,
for it.
Fine.
He
I will
worked
learn
for
I
it
will accept that Paul Dano is a real name and not someone making fun of Bowser from Sha-na-na.
Yeah.
Like, fine, Paul Dano, you're a real
you're
guy.
You're a real guy. You really
and
act.
Quentin Tarantino, known for his wonderful acting, his super superb acting.
Brave.
Where the fuck does he get off?
Yeah, man. I'm glad my boy DDL came down from the rafters where he had retired himself from being sort of a figure in the public consciousness and was like, actually, fuck you, Quentin. Paul Dano rules.
Did he?
Back up. Yeah, he came down from the clouds and he was like, actually, we're not actually recording this 2 weeks in advance. Everyone has become united by this one issue. And I
and
guess
also, I loved Matthew Lillard in the Scooby-Doo movies and the Scream franchise. Huff my farts, Quentin.
And he just seems like kind of a cool hang. Owen Wilson, I don't know personally, but he's been in some bangers too. Daniel Day out!
A lot of times celebrities have beef and they can come together and be like, listen, we love each other, like, professionally. This got out of hand. For this to be okay, Quentin Tarantino, I don't think he can come back and be like, I was wrong. Paul Dano rules. Like, I don't think
I hadn't seen the Riddler yet.
If the only way it gets better for him, he's like, yeah, actually, Paul Dano kicks ass. I'm sorry.
I guess I was speaking from a place of jealousy.
Yeah.
Right. I wanted to be the Riddler.
I wanted to
be in the Beach Boys movie, and I wasn't. And I was so mad.
I can't even imagine that man skunk making the pose of, like, his hands together, like, I thought about it, and I like Paul Dano. I was wrong. I was wrong, everyone, about it. Just sort of an artistic opinion. I was wrong.
And then I went and watched the whole Cars franchise, and Owen Wilson delivers just an absolute, just baller performance.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen any of Matthew Lillard movies. I would be in them with him if he wants, like,
why
I would
play Matt Shaggy's, Lillard catch a stray?
Shaggy's evil
what?
Twin.
Matt Lillard, Matt Lillard is such a good guy.
Conversation.
He's like a chill dude.
Yeah. Conversation went like this. Best movie of all time? That's There Will Be Blood. Too bad about Paul Dano, though. He sucks. You know who else sucks? Owen Wilson and Matt Lillard. Anyway, next question.
Catching
like,
strays.
What the fuck are you doing, dude?
It is catching strays, but, like, honestly, in terms of the Paul Dano brand, it probably hasn't been a terrible week, right?
Incredible. Are you kidding me?
In terms of the Dano brand, I maybe Matthew Lillard can find a way to piggyback off of this. We hope, you know, he hasn't brought down by this random drive-by.
Yeah.
Do you think that he was just running through names, watching the face of the interviewer for them to be like, oh, yeah. And, like, the next on his list was Jared Leto, and he just didn't get to it in time. And
he almost had it. This is how he gets out of it. He comes out and he says, actually, guys, I was thinking of Jared Leto. I said
the confusion angle. I wonder if he has at some point checked IMDb to see if there is a Dan Paulo that he could act like he was maybe switching him within his head. Like, oh, I love Paul Dano.
Yeah.
He's cool.
I was thinking Paulo Dan.
Paulo Dan.
That guy sucks.
Not Paul Dano.
How are we feeling about Luke Wilson? Is everybody on board with Luke Wilson?
I bet this is really, really driven.
Luke Wormson? Is that anything?
I think Wormson? I think this is probably really driven a wedge between Luke and Owen. I worry because Luke can't come out because he could get cast in The Hateful Nine or whatever the next sequel is. The squeak.
I just think it's crazy that Quentin Tarantino, with all the movies that he made, didn't realize that Paul Dano was supposed to be wimpy in the movie.
Yeah.
It's so wild. He gets beat up by, like, a real skinny, tall guy. Like, he's got to be kind of a baby man. And that's kind of the point of the whole movie. It's so wild that he didn't understand he's supposed to be a baby guy, kind of.
What if
that
Quentin
one.
Tarantino...
But in a different one, in the Batman one, he's more mysterious.
And he kills guys. Like, Did you even see that one, Quentin?
I didn't Paul Dano. This is a Quentin Tarantino quote. I didn't like Paul Dano in the Batman because he was mean to Batman.
He was mean to Batman, one of my good friends.
I like Batman. He's a nighttime defender, and I enjoy that. And Paul Dano's out here writing mysteries for him to solve. Let Batman do his job.
I had to stop working with Samuel Jackson. Did you see how many people he shot in my films? I beg him to stop.
Uncalled for.
But the murders.
Christoph Waltz? Oh, man.
This guy has some troubling opinions.
Stick to the script, Christoph.
Anything you write, this guy. Really, anything.
But back to Quentin Tarantino's favorite podcast. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Gosh.
I recently graduated college and moved to a new city for work. I enjoy going to the gym and found a small community gym that is on my morning commute. I do group classes in the morning and bring a change of clothes for work. During a warm-up lap around the parking lot for a group class this week, my instructor said, uh-oh, looks like the underwear is still there, pointing to a pair of underwear sitting in the lot. Looks exactly like my favorite pair of underwear that I thought I misplaced recently. How can I inconspicuously investigate the underwear to make sure they're mine? And how do I even take them back if they are? How would I explain the underwear's disappearance? This from Boxer Brief Bother in the Bay Area. The one that I want to start with is, how would I explain the underwear's disappearance? So what you imagine here is that the underwear that everyone loves, it's the kind of mascot, the mascot underwear shows up and they show up and it's not there. And then everyone's like, dude, what do you make of this, David?
Yeah.
Like, why are They're you, all gonna why know. On earth would you be a suspect in the disappearance of the underwear?
Unless you're wearing them outside of your pants, Quailman style, which hopefully you have the good sense not to do that, IRL.
You could also just say a bird took them.
A big bird, a big nasty bird.
Must have taken them.
Yeah.
Nasty old bird must have done it.
Hey, can you, I know they're your favorite, but the still there implies to me they've been outside for some time. I think it's time to let them go.
But what if they're really nice and like expensive?
That's a good point.
Like,
they're not nice anymore. Things aren't supposed to be. Okay, you wash the clothes, right? You wash the clothes.
Slow down.
You
let me
leave them
down.
In there. I'll come back later. I'll remember to put them in the dryer. I don't have time right now. You remember tomorrow. You go to open the clothes. Ah, the smell. It's a nightmare, you know?
There's got to be a better way. And Justin's developed a new
product. Yeah, he's been doing this for a week. Oh. They're done. They're done. We can't do these anymore. These are over.
This is these underwear are done. Underpants now.
It's just
that's nature's underwear that let them return to the loam.
What if you investigate them and they're not yours? The risk is too high.
Sorry, you're saying that if the underwear isn't yours, the risk of what? What's the risk? You tell me what the danger is. Guys, these are clothes that sometimes touch your privates and butt. I think we're being a little childish about it.
No. Griffin, the risk of the okay, there is an embarrassment factor there. If you're caught scoping out these underwear and you're like, these were mine, they fell out of my bag. Oh my God, I was so embarrassed. Versus you're scoping them out. We're really getting in there CSI style. You get checked doing that, and they're not yours.
But and who's then you're going just to like,
I just wanted to see how cool these loose underpants were.
Travis, this is insane what you've just said, because how is you go and you check them out, someone else realizes they're not yours and is like, hey, get away from those dirty parking lot underwear. That's not yours. How would they know
that?
Maybe pick them up with a twig or something. And you're looking at them and you're like, these aren't mine. Uh-oh, Bobby sees me. Yep, these are mine. And then you got to put them in your pocket, Griffin?
No, what are you talking about, man?
What are you talking about?
Trev, I don't understand. How would you get... Who is the authority? Do you understand? For a crime to occur, someone has
God.
It's clothes that touch your butt. You guys... And I think maybe everyone venerates underwear in a way that I find very peculiar. It's just clothes. It's inside pants. There's nothing bad or wrong about them. Everyone does wear them. Can you not just walk up, pick them up, say, oh, I like these. They fell out of my car. You're gross for looking at them. And you put, then it's on them. Like, this is fine. It's clothes for your butt.
It goes on yours, for starters.
If they're
it's been
yours.
In dirt. They're your, like, if they're yours, okay, that's right, Travis. Like, if they're yours, they've been in dirt for weeks, sitting in dirt, and you're gonna what? Get a little plastic bag and put them in there and take them home and wash them and put them
like
on
they're a
you?
Lost puppy?
Like they're like a stray pup?
I take them
Griffin?
Home. I take them uh-huh. home. I wash them until
Why?
They are. Because they have dirt all up in the stitching.
Why
the
did
fabric.
You get them in the first place? Because
they might be mine.
If you're doing this bad financially, I'm doing this bad financially, and we have to talk.
Oh, dude, I've got all kinds of sweet underwear salvage secrets that are really
good. Yeah, Griffin has one pair of underwear that if he misplaces them, there's no coming
Not
back.
Not true. I have many pairs of wonderful undergarments, and they're just pants on the inside. They're just
from many sponsors throughout the years.
It's I don't fun. Even know where to buy the ding dang things anymore. It's not for my sponsors.
Hey, Di, open up the mailbox and undies just flow out. Undies and mattresses, baby.
Yeah.
I'm rolling in them. Look at these. Oh, I'm buried in digital photo frames, baby.
Websites? That's what
Websites?
My house is
hey,
made
Let's
of.
Not actually do ones that still advertise with us, please.
No, I love them.
I love them. Yeah, I sure, love sure. all of these great sponsors. They just don't get to be mentioned.
Yes, we get it money. Vaguely. We could be talking about any underwear, Griffin.
Sure.
Yeah.
We have so much love for so many products just pent up, ready to bust. We yeah, just man. We simply must be paid for.
Let us shill. Let us shill.
Oh, man. What a God. Of all the times I wish we could transition into the money.
Can we get Paul?
Guys, we simply can't. I'm sorry.
Can we get Paul Dano to sponsor us?
Could we get Paul Dano to convince other people to sponsor us?
Or Matt Lillard. No, I mean, I don't want that.
Matt Shillard. We get him to go out there and get people to give us money. He's shilling for us.
Yeah. This podcast's like boxing sometimes. You guys ever notice that? Where you'll be like, you'll say something and then another person will come up with a better thing faster.
Me.
And it's like, you're trying to bob and weave and keep it moving.
Oh, sorry, Griffin. I thought you didn't want anyone to say anything funny after your cool thing.
I made the vibe weird.
Our office manager just asked everyone I work with what their favorite candy was and if they liked apple cider or eggnog better. I said Skittles, thinking it was just a fun little survey. Since Halloween, I've now received 3 gift packages of Skittles from her at Halloween, Thanksgiving, and now Christmas. I don't really care for Skittles that much. So... Why do we have to fix this one?
Just finish it.
You know? Why do we have to fix this one?
Because I want to know that we can. I need to know that we
can.
But
it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get it. It's the whole concept of the show.
Why do we have to
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Why didn't you say?
Just finish it.
I don't really care for Skittles that much, but now I'm drowning in them. She gets such joy in bringing them too. Yeah, probably because you told her it's your favorite candy, you fucking maniac. Sorry. She gets such joy in bringing them too. I don't have the heart to tell her. Yeah. Brothers, how do I suddenly let on that I'd rather have a different candy? That's from Sweet Tooth in Tampa. Brothers, this person I work with, just absolutely off the chain every single day doing the wildest shit. Unbelievable. Just last week, I asked her favorite candy. She mentioned one she didn't even like. Wild. Brothers, help. Am I in danger?
Depending on what kind of conversation your boss usually trucks in with you, I could see them coming up and asking, what's your favorite candy? If one of my kids came up and said, hey, Dad, what's your favorite candy? I wouldn't think I better pick real good because they could be setting me up for nonstop gifts of this one specific.
Griffin, what's your favorite candy?
Skittles. Fuck.
Ah, okay. But this isn't a tough one, right? This isn't like a deep.
Seems tough.
Shouldn't you have
Seems a tough to What's your favorite candy?
Heath bars.
Heath bars are up there for me, honestly. That's a top fiver for Good. Sure.
This is what I'm saying. It's like, does everybody not have at least a vague idea of what their favorite candy is? It's not a tough one. That's not like, what's your favorite style of vintage car, right?
I don't.
Justin, what's your favorite candy?
Chocolate Payday.
Crazy.
Griffin, what's your favorite candy?
I mean, jelly beans.
Now again, nobody likes jelly beans.
I love jelly beans.
Like jelly bellies?
Jelly beans and licorice sweets, sweet creams,
What kind of jelly bean? If you could only have one kind of jelly bean, what kind would it be?
There's a super loud truck outside. And it
this is a good time to think about it. Yeah.
Starburst red. Red Starburst jelly bean. Easter time. Easter time delight.
Toasted marshmallow jelly belly.
Look at you, you fucking stinker. Look at you, spanky ass.
Shh, listen. Go ahead, Trev.
What are we listening for?
Your answer.
You're going to say your favorite. You're going to say favorite jelly bean?
Okay. Yeah. But Travis, the prompt, Travis, the brief, you have to be as weird as fucking possible about it for some reason.
Okay.
We've decided to make this like a weird sort of audio wasteland.
Favorite jelly bean.
Your favorite what?
Jelly bean. You didn't hear me?
My favorite what?
Jelly bean.
Jelly bean.
Quiet
jelly
bean. And weird.
Belly bean. My favorite belly bean. My favorite belly bean is honestly, black licorice.
That's fucked up. No. We're doing a real one.
The vibe is
that
like
is a real
destroyed
one.
Destroyed now. It's a real one, but it's like, is it?
We destroyed the vibe thinking it would be built back up. By the completion.
Okay. It's bad, but the Bernie Blotz Every Flavor Bean, the grass one. I like it.
That's fucking wild, Travis. God, what a strange
the
hill
to die.
The toothpaste
one, I like a minty jelly bean, all right? I don't like jelly beans.
Okay, that's
Could
fine.
You just say you're off Skittles? Three bags of Skittles in a year?
No, you don't have to be off Skittles. Just, they're finding out, just say that with, did you hear with the Food Dye stuff?
Oh, wow. Oh.
They say you're not supposed to be eating Skittles anymore.
Yeah.
It's bad for you now. So I guess I'm off Skittles.
Yeah.
Ooh la la.
Vegan.
They found out about them. They got carnauba wax, and it's made out of beetle chitin.
No.
That's right.
I don't like either of those things.
We got scared of the beetles.
Didn't bother me before. It bothers me now.
I befriended a beetle.
Yeah.
And now I can really see things from their point of view. And, hey, can we also just touch into, I don't think eggnog or apple cider is a yes or no, is a binary question.
This is not a cake or pie, Elvis or Beatles clear dichotomy situation. These are two pretty niche beverages.
Yeah. Wildly different experiences too.
Yeah.
You just have to have something other than eggnog. Like you cannot solely offer eggnog. Even the eggnog fans after
eggnog is not a refreshing beverage.
One time I got sent a 5-pound bag of Swedish fish to our post office box. And because I talked about how much I like Swedish fish on Wonderful, and I've almost certainly told this story on the show before.
You know what I was looking for? I've been looking, there's some candies that I would buy in bulk. You could maybe buy some bulk candies to have on offer.
How is this going to get
many months? Over the course of many months, you would become known for them. I don't actually have a good, I'm sorry. I didn't have a joke.
No one has a good joke.
Find somebody who likes Skittles more.
Okay. And get them to tell your boss your favorite candy. And then you can trade.
Yeah.
I once sold a big bag of Skittles to my Spanish teacher, Senora Barry. And Senora Barry, upon receiving the Skittles the next day, she told me those Skittles were delicious. I had to cut them in half because they were extremely sweet.
That's awesome. That's a cool story, Juice.
You ever heard that, guys? I was 15 years old when that happened. 30 years.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about this lady saying, oh,
okay, wait.
Yikes. One whole Skittle? Woof.
Was the implication there that a serving size for her was half a Skittle at a sitting?
Yes. Half a Skittle. Imagine this woman. This woman said to me that she got a knife and cut Skittles in half because the rush of a single Skittle was too much.
But what's the span of time between the second half of the Skittle?
It has to be like complete, like the wave has to have passed her.
Yeah.
Her pleasure has crested and is now in its anticlimax. And as the wave of pleasure begins to recede, she puts the other half into her mouth.
Like you were,
I crest once more.
Like you were a dealer selling her like shrooms or something, and she's like, "Oh no, I'm gonna need an eighth. I can't take a half.
I just swallow my pills."
If your boss saw you cutting one in half, then maybe they would understand the pace at which you are working through them. Like if you're like, "Listen, I love this, and I do love Skittles. I only allow myself one half Skittle a day, so you do not have to keep stocking me up. I am set.
I'm good for 10 years. Make some Skittle art.
Skittle art. Huge. My kids will pay top dollar for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Make a Goku with Skittles.
And that's good in the post-apocalypse, too, right? Because then there's some Skittles left.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would rather die than eat my Skittle Goku, but yeah, I mean, for sure. I paid $15,000 at Candytopia for that, and I'm not I'm not going to eat it just because I'm hungry.
Like the ones on the walls? I didn't think they sold those.
They sell them for $42,000.
For a motivated buyer, they will pretty much sell you anything.
Yeah.
At Candytopia, that is the rule. If it's not nailed down, bring it to the register. It's like the mansion on O Street. You just pick it up, take it to the front, buy it.
They got a dose.
That's actually the case most places.
Yeah.
If you go to the register with anything and you're like, I will give you X amount of dollars for it, there is some
number that solves 4X.
Yeah.
At which point you can take it home with you.
How much to buy that register? But there's money in there. I know. Add that up.
No.
And the value of the register.
Total that.
Plus a dollar.
Yeah.
That's business, baby.
They have docents at those candy museums that try to trick the kids into eating. They'll say, like, you see one woman with a hat over there? You see that Matisse? Grab yourself some. Those Jolly Ranchers, they're waiting for you, Kenneth. He goes
you
for it.
You bought it, Kenneth.
That's $32,500, Kenneth.
That was a Banksy.
It was a Banksy, dude.
You can call anything a Banksy. Banksy's not going to show up to tell you you're wrong.
He does.
He will.
What? He will do.
Fuck, yeah. Really?
He does revenge on you, but it still has to be like art-based. So he like trick you into getting into the art world and then investing in one of his paintings that he makes like turn into toilet paper that goes in a toilet.
Fuck.
Well, you see, what he did to me was he painted a huge picture of me pooping body.
Yeah.
And he painted it on the top of a skyscraper right across from my office.
Yeah.
And so every time I look out my office window, I'm distracted from my charts, my spreadsheets. I look outside my window and there's me, a very unflattering likeness, squatted on the potty, and I'm using a squatty a squatty potty, and I say in a speech bubble, I need this or I'll die.
Yeah.
Using the bathroom. One of the meanest pictures
Tell me it's a small picture, Justin.
Is it a little picture at least?
It's eight stories tall. And all my pupils are all lit windows to give you a sense of the scale.
So
I don't know,
staring down at New York City?
He had to rent out three floors of this building
just to do my
scrotum.
Yeah.
It's a very unflattering. What?
Why?
It's inside. You have to go. It's a three-dimensional shaming.
Oh, no.
It's a three-dimensional shaming. Yeah. It's for helicopter guys. If they fly by, they're going to see my balls and butt and everything.
That's crazy.
Huge. Man. And I'm on the potty.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Jess. I'm sorry that happened, man.
You know what he did? He came to my house and he installed in my toilet, I didn't even see it, a special machine so that when I sat down on the toilet seat, it shredded up my butt and put it in the garbage.
No!
Like shredded up my butt and my privates.
Yeah,
it shredded it all up down there and it put it in the garbage. And then he kicked the door and was like, now you don't have it anymore. And I was like, that's crazy. I'm okay now.
Yeah. You healed up.
I healed
up. It turned out when I got home one day, after living in this house for many years, I went to sit on the toilet and just fell straight down. And I was like, what? And that's when I realized the toilet was a painting on the wall. And it had been since I bought the house.
3D. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I hate that. And where has it been going, Trey?
Right.
Where's
and
it
so been going? I went out to tell Teresa about this.
Okay.
And suddenly she was a painting on the wall. And she
oh,
had been
I hate
painting
that.
The whole time.
Fucking classic.
And like,
face.
I started spinning around and realizing everything was a painting and I was trapped in it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, he switched all my shirts with little sketches of me kissing a pig's ass on it.
No.
every single one of my shirts, guys. He came in my house and he tore it up and he just went ahead and he put a picture of me kissing a pig's ass on it every single time.
Like a real picture that he took?
Yeah. No, it was like a little sketch.
Okay. He scratched up all my burnt mix CDs. I've been saving them in a big binder since I was in college. All my mix CDs
that
I burnt myself. He scratched them all up. You know what he scratched into them? Banksy rules.
Oh, no. He came into my house and painted a GIF on the wall.
Whoa, what?
Of me eating
a what?
Poop. Yeah.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
Yikes.
That's an escalation.
No, it was tasteful.
It was animated.
And
that's
right
terrible,
now,
Travis.
It's worth $1 billion.
That's yeah, because cool, it's like new technology. He painted a moving
man,
image.
It's incredible.
It's awesome.
Let's go to the money zone.
It's better with you. Do you guys like to dance? Do you like to sing? Do you like to party?
Do you like to code?
Trying to sneak a little stem in there.
Which I respect.
I do like that stuff better than the dancing and singing, actually. So.
Okay, let me try another thing. Do you like bad websites that are ugly and make you feel bad?
No, I don't. I don't like that.
Do you like websites that are well-designed and easy to use?
Yeah, I guess prefer to the other one, sure.
Okay, great. Then you guys are going to love Squarespace. They make good websites by helping you make good websites. It's easy to use. You don't have to dance or sing or code.
to use the Squarespace. To use the Squarespace to make a website?
I'm an idiot. What? Is there help for me?
Yeah, in a lot of ways, but specifically when it comes to website building, yeah. They give you everything you need to offer services and get laid. No, get paid. All in one place. Yeah.
Travis Patrick McElroy.
What happened? They've begged us to not do that.
That one joke. That one joke, they said, we are a clean company. They said,
you're right.
Don't say yucky stuff like that about us. We're clean.
Okay, but the word does come up again in the next sentence, and I want to say it again, Griffin.
You can, because you've already done it once.
Okay, like get laid on time with professional.
And paid on time.
Get paid on time with professional on-brand invoices and online payments, plus streamline your workflow with built-in appointment scheduling and email marketing tools. They also have just beautiful, professionally designed and award-winning website templates, all kinds of options, and drag-and-drop editing. It's really, really good. It's easy to use, even for dummies like us. You can do it. I believe in you. Head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Did I say trial weird? It felt weird. I feel like I could hear myself say trial.
Kind of weird.
Trial. Yeah, that's cool, though. I love when that shit slips in, man. I think people are wild about our sort of folksy sort of charm.
That's kind of our deal, right? We're just down home simple.
It's every like 250th word for me. We'll hit with some of that, and I don't know. I'm such a fan of it.
We're just three podcast hosts you can have a beer with. That's our deal.
Three folksy guys.
Three folksy.
We were gonna call the show Three Folksy Guys.
Yeah,
we thought the brother angle would hook people better, so we changed our names, and the rest is history.
It's the worst mistake we ever made, because Three Folksy Guys was then taken over by Adam. And Ricky.
Smartless?
Smartless.
Those folksy guys.
That became Smartless.
Yeah. It
was three folksy guys, and they eventually became Smartless.
Right. So Aura Frames is your holiday hero, because there's a lot of people who live lives that make them difficult to buy presents for.
Now, ooh, that's Griffin.
That's a complicated series of words and ideas I just put together, but I think everyone heard them and understood exactly what I meant. Some people 100%. Are not easy to figure out what to get gifts for them because of their lives and choices. Well, let me tell you this. Aura Frames is the gift, the all gift. Because it's just it's an incredible, very, very nice looking digital picture frame that is super easy to set up, and you sort of manage it remotely with the app, and you can just send whatever pictures you want onto it. You can gift it to other people and then keep them updated with galleries of stuff going on in your life. We have one in our house too, because it's like constantly rotating between like precious family memories. And all the kids always get very excited when they see themselves on.
And if you've already bought one for a loved one, there's still time to go into their house and break it on accident and then get them a new
Travis,
one.
You can just put one in another room and then they have a beautiful frame.
Oh, dang, Justin.
You don't have one picture frame in your house. Why have just one Aura?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry I broke all of your Auras then while I was in town for candle nights. I didn't think about that, Justin. I'm so sorry.
That's quite all
right. Right now, visit AuraFrames.com and get $55 off Aura's limited edition stone collection frame by using promo code BROTHER at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code BROTHER. This deal is exclusive to our listeners, and frames sell out fast, so order yours now to get it in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Ella.
What animal has the most teeth?
I would guess a shark.
A snail.
No, snails don't have teeth.
They have thousands and they are freaky looking.
No, I don't want that to be true. Okay. Did you know that the hippocampus in your brain is named after the half horse, half fish sea creature found in Greek mythology?
I didn't know that, but we're meant to be doing animal trivia and a hippocampus isn't a real animal.
Well, that doesn't matter on Comfort Creatures.
You're right, it doesn't matter at all.
Comfort Creatures is a cozy show for lovers of animals of all shapes and sizes, real and unreal.
If that sounds like your cup of tea, then join us every Thursday for new episodes on MaximumFun.org.
Are you a celebrity? Are you searching for meaning, connection, and a little levity these days? Hi, I'm Kumail Nanjiani, actor, writer, and yes, a celebrity too. And I've got four words for you. Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Are you tired of junkets, red carpets, sick of the endless spicy snacks you have to eat? Do you want to connect with someone who gets your work and laugh with you a little? Join me, Andre 3000, Tom Hanks, Tina Fey, and many more and become a guest on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. From NPR and Maximum Fun.
How about another question?
I would love it.
Yeah, boy. I have recently discovered that my mother has, quote, adopted a poster that used to be my ex's. We used to live at my mother-in-law's unit and decorated the place with some funky stuff, including an old school movie poster from my ex's childhood bedroom. We thought we took everything when we moved out, but obviously we missed stuff. I found this out when I stayed at my mom's while visiting for the holidays, and my mom has put up the poster we left like it's hers. She loves old movies, so it wouldn't seem out of place. How do I tell my mom I have to confiscate her poster and return it to my ex? My ex had mentioned the poster when we broke up and at the time had assumed it was totally lost. Do I have to return it to her since she's given up on it? That's from Poster Puzzled in Seattle.
Scot-free.
The For perfect sure, crime. Scot-free. Like, not the richest jumping off point, but 100% true. You're so money. You don't even know how money you are.
They will never track this back to you in 100,000 years. This secret dies with you. And now us and them.
Everyone. But.
Until now.
Well, do you know how 1 million listeners and 3 podcast hosts keep a secret?
How?
1 million
as smart and
2 of them have to die. Well, that's what I was going to say. What were you saying, Justin?
I said ask smart listeners.
Yeah, yours is better. Mine involves killing all of our listeners.
Everyone, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Shit,
yeah, it's crazy.
Yours is better. I just thinking around my house, I've moved so many times in like the last just like 15 years since like graduating college. I could not begin to catalog the things in my house that once belonged to someone else that I was lent or belonged to a former roommate or whatever. That just over the course of so many moves became Katamari Damacy'd into my possessions.
Do you ever just pick up stuff in your house and say, hey, I'm going to throw this away. How's everybody feel about that? Mm-hmm. And then like everyone looks at you like, I thought you loved that. I'm like, no, I hate this. Can we throw this away? No one knows how it got there. Maybe someone put it there as a joke 3 years ago. Like it's yes, 100%. Scot-free.
Scot-free. Don't even worry about it. Every breakup... I think you should get one little gift. Both teams in the breakup get
Cevento. A little Cevento.
A little Cevento. Yeah. A little gift.
A little Cevento for the road.
You shared special, precious memories, and you worked hard for that relationship. You both did. You put in a lot of work. Something went wrong, obviously. Something soured there. That doesn't mean those memories aren't worth anything. I think they're worth a single steal.
Especially when it ends up being gifted to your emotional support team.
Yes.
Right? When you're
absolutely.
Like, it's almost like a rap gift on a movie, you know, where it's like, yeah, after the breakup, here's a little reward for you, mom.
A little treat.
You had to deal with all of this, too.
Got me through the hard times.
Here you go. Here's a movie poster.
Now don't steal nothing big now. Don't go crazy. Like, don't steal nothing. Don't steal
a
nothing
dollar value.
Now.
Now, my client, Griffin, went through a lot. Yeah. During that breakup.
Sure.
I think that should come with certain allowances.
You can say that. We can't say that. We can't say it's okay to steal anything you want. I want to be on record saying don't steal nothing big now. Please. A poster, a jacket, fine. Shoes is
their
pushing.
Their dog?
Shoes
dog,
is a lot.
Dog, definitely not. Thank you for finding a bad example. They're
You're
diamonds.
Welcome. What about a plant?
That's fine. Plant's good.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Great, yeah, plant's nice. A plant's kind of a chore, too.
Yeah.
Their social security number.
You've got don't steal a social security number. Okay. But
that's bad, Trav. Think about that. Think about actually doing that, right? It's not very nice.
It's not nice to do. But you have equity in that plant. It's a fine steal.
It's a fine steal. Okay.
It's a fine steal. It's a great steal.
I think it's important.
Quality steal.
I think that we as a society need to land on a time frame after which something has been left in somebody's possession.
Yeah.
That then it is like, we all agree you shouldn't be thinking about this item anymore.
Right? The statute of limitations on wanting something back. I don't know.
Because we occasionally get questions where it's like, 5 years ago, a friend lent me a book. There's no way that friend's still thinking about that book.
Yeah. My friend Evan's mom stole my Ben Folds hoodie that I got at the very first concert I ever went to when I was in high school, and I went over to his house like 4 years later, and I went to hang up my coat in the closet and saw it in there. His mom had been wearing it, and I was like, game recognized game. You got, like, sure, you got me. This has been 4 years. It's a jacket. It's yours now. It looks
good. Can you,
and it looks
at that
good.
Point, Griffin, could you take it back? Could you say, like,
no.
This, I'm re... You can't, right?
No, because she's had it longer than I had it at that
point. So this poster isn't even there. It's not even... It belongs to the mom now.
Scott is free.
His name is Scott Free. It's, there's no crime.
There's no crime.
It's hers. There's no claim.
Case adjourned.
Case adjourned. The judges out of court.
Yep. Yep.
Guilty?
Uh-uh.
Nope.
Well,
lawyers,
I decided.
To your seats.
Lawyers to your chambers.
Bailiff, escort the lawyers out. Remove these lawyers from my premises.
Bailiff, court them away.
Jury,
you're all arrested.
Jury, have you dismissed the case?
Jury, skedaddle.
Jury, objection.
Unsequestered.
And hammer.
I lost it. So I just say it out loud now. Hammer, hammer, hammer. Pay attention, please.
You want another question?
Yes, please.
I've 2 weeks in a row now. I've almost talked about the Grinch meal at McDonald's. And I don't want to talk about the Grinch meal at McDonald's.
No.
Do you know? I don't. This one, I don't want to. But they have green salt, Grinch salt. They have Grinch salt in the Grinch meal. There's Grinch salt. It's a special dill salt.
Yeah.
It's Grinch salt.
Oh, that sounds good.
And they
good.
Have dill pickle McShaker fries that have the extreme salt that the Grinch loves. And it's a very Grinchy kind of thing that's happening.
Yeah, that's
right
cool.
Now.
I would way rather talk about Walton Goggins' Grinch.
So this is what I want to say. I was on What's All This Then, which is a great podcast about British culture. We were talking about Christmas adverts. And there's one here. You know what? Can I just show you this one? Because it's like such a treat.
Please.
Absolutely. Please.
Hold on 1 second. Let me share it with
you. I love this kind of like.
Yeah. I just want to. This is not a munch squad.
No,
I
it's like an organic sort of munch.
Yeah. Give me a second.
Just a fun munch. Justin, I know you're looking at a monitor that's in front of you. I just felt like you were judging me so hard
in
that moment.
Directly into your soul. You got to take advantage of that when it happens, Trav. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Yeah. Are they taking the...
Oh, the prices this year are frightful. Spenny gifts, I've seen a sightful. We're getting quite low on dough. It's a no. It's a no. It's a...
This is the Grinch, by the way.
Ooh. Nice color.
He's flying?
So you get the idea. It's...
Yeah.
It's the Grinch.
Is it Asda? Asda?
Asda. So this is like a Walmart... It's apparently a Walmart-owned franchise in the UK, right? And what we see in this ad is like the Grinch shopping with his family. And then we have watched the...
Let's say, Justin, his human family.
His human family. And
his
also,
human family.
At one point, he likes shopping so much that he starts to fly through the air. That is not a power that I think the Grinch has in the source material.
May I scoot over here to the side for a second to make a plea to humanity?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Can we stop making me, Travis McRoy, look at close-ups of the Grinch, of a human being in Grinch makeup's face?
Travis, this is exactly what I wanted to speak about.
Okay.
And I'm so happy that you're here and you're on the same page as me. Because, like, here's the thing. I don't want to see a real Grinch ever again.
It's grotesque.
Yeah. I don't want to see a real Grinch ever again. Matthew Morrison in the Broadway Grinch on TV. Hate it.
Jim
Carrey.
Jim, obviously.
Hate it. Jim, obviously. Hate it. Terrible movie. You gave your all.
That shit.
You gave it your all, but we hate seeing it,
that
Jim.
That shit.
We hate seeing it.
They're oddly greasy.
Like that.
You're not the worst thing about that movie. That movie completely misses the point of the whole story. But every time you see a real Grinch, it is a hell.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to see real Grinch again. And this Christmas season, we're treated to three Walton Goggins Grinch at Walmart. The Walmart Walton Goggins Grinch goggles are fully on over at Walmart. We got this as the Grinch. And then there's a McDonald's Grinch with his Grinch salt. I don't want to see the real Grinch ever again. I hate it.
Scary? It's unpleasant to a degree of like, this is haunting. Haunting. It's a nightmare. Haunting
every real Grinch.
It's not
that terrible.
It's not that he's ugly. All who's are beautiful, definitely.
He's not supposed to be real.
But he's scary because he's not supposed to be real. Yeah, that's good.
It's the quality of hair, green hair, and the weird, greasy smoothness to the face and everything. There's wrinkles to it. Here's what I think it is. When a makeup artist or a makeup team gets the chance to do a real-life Grinch,
they go crazy.
Go
they are so,
so
excited
deep.
To put their friggin' stamp on, yeah, man.
They're
so stoked.
They're
so
happy. It makes me unhappy.
Yeah.
It's just seeing the Grinch.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know, anytime you see the Grinch as a real man, as a cartoon, we love this guy.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Put him on a cookie.
Nasty.
Put him on a wrapping paper.
Yes.
Put him on a t-shirt.
Uh-huh. Because he's like a figment of a imagination at that point when he's a cartoon, because he's just like a little sinner. But then when you see him real, a tiny little sinner guy. When he's real and you think like, could this happen to me? And it's scary, and I don't want my kids to see it for sure. I don't want my kids exposed, especially to Walton Goggins Grinch, because this is a smooth and cool Grinch who likes jazz, and that's going to sort of confuse them.
Yes.
That's going to make them not understand the very real and very present threat that Grinches do sort of present to our festivities.
It's also often amorphous of when we're encountering said Grinch in his particular arc, which I don't enjoy.
No.
I'm also just going to pin real life Cat in the Hat to there too. Don't make human beings
same
look
rules.
Like Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, same basic rules. Man, I really hate it. If I could just show you guys the Matthew Morrison one, we always hate seeing a real Grinch around these parts, but if I could just...
Huh.
I hate to see
the
Grinch. I hate it.
Let me see him.
I hate to see the Grinch.
Well, here's the thing. They've got to make his they have to make his features big and loud and pronounced. And so like you're not supposed to see this Grinch this close, obviously.
And if that Grinch showed up in Cats 2,
Dude, that would be such a sick crossover if they're like, the Grinch loves cats.
That's kind of a hot Grinch. Uh-oh.
That's still Matthew Morrison's Grinch. I tricked you.
Uh-oh. You tricked me.
Well, his
hot
eyebrow
Grinch.
And his hair is all one thing, Griffin.
Yeah.
Crazy dog. Yeah, don't ever show me the real Grinch again. That's the lesson of the holidays this season. I don't want to see the Grinch. I love a cartoon still.
Yeah.
Don't want to see the real Grinch ever again. Thank you.
Can I ask you this?
Hmm.
Is the Benedict
Is
the Benedict Cumberbatch 3D animated Grinch pushing it? Wouldn't you agree that he's pushing it a bit for my taste?
It is a bit much. It's a lot. Here's what I will say. It is a lot of time to spend with the Grinch.
Sure.
I will say this. He does begin to his presence does begin to wear on one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Around hour two.
The
hour
Grinch
two
is
begins.
A sometimes food. You know, I don't need that
40
all the
minute
time.
Fable.
It's a 40-minute fable expanded to 2 hours.
That's just a lot of personal time with the Grinch.
He's soft, isn't he? The Benedict Cumberbatch. Like, they did the Illumination Studios, like, kind of cute filter on him. And he's
minionized him.
He's soft and minionized in this movie. So we have soft Grinch, we have hot Grinch, cartoon favorite Grinch, and then, like, three or four upsetting human visages of Grinch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time the Grinch is seen as a real person, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And this is my plea to Hollywood to please don't do it ever again. Thank you.
Unless it's Paul Dano. If it's Paul Dano, I'd watch it.
No, Paul Dano Lorax. Paul Dano real life Lorax for real. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Couldn't you? Would you? Could you? With a Dano?
What if the Dano is? The Dano's also the Onceler. The Dano's also the Onceler. The Onceler? How good? Could that be? Very, very good. That's what I think.
Yes, please. I speak for the Danos.
I speak for the Danos, and they are loving it.
I speak for the Mies, and we are very pleased.
Dano, you didn't. Okay, listen. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. It's called My Brother, Me. I want to say a special thank you. If you came out for our Candlelight show last weekend, or you supported that show, or you have already purchased your video on demand ticket for that over at bit.ly/candlelights2025. Thank you so much. It was, I don't know, I don't want to speak for you guys, but Travis and Griffin loved it.
Yeah, okay.
I loved it too.
Wow, okay.
It was,
we all loved it.
Let me lay this out for you guys so you know what you're getting. First of all, like 2.5 hours of show.
It's still available. You can go get it. You can go get your VOD right now. At December 19th at 9 p.m., it's going to go live.
There was a new medicine called Christus in there. There's some things I bought at Sheetz in there. There was a smell-based competition. There was
a lot of surprises, cartoons.
Some swapped bits.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff.
It was
a lot
of good stuff. I highly recommend. Go to bit.ly/candlelights2025. The video on demand premieres December 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. We will be in the chat talking through it. That video on demand is available through January 4th. There's bonus behind the scenes footage, all the benefits from the sales on that and from the show in general are going to Harmony House, which seeks to end homelessness in Huntington. It's truly, truly a great organization, and I think a show you're really going to enjoy. bit.ly/candlelights2025.
Thank you so much to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a really, really kick-ass track. Montaigne's been crushing lately. The new album, It's Hard to Be Official, is my number one album, according to Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, nice.
So it's legit, and you're going to groove on it. Thank you. Also to you, our sweet listener at home.
Okay.
We never do that, but thank you to our sweet listener at home.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, man, I love that.
That's cool. If you haven't already, go to Instagram and follow McElroy Entertainment System, our new
We're real gamers now, and we're going to make a bunch of gaming stuff next year, so.
Check that out. Justin, you want to hit us with that fear?
Yeah, man. I'd love to. This year, I want to live faster than my fear of underwater scenes in movies when we all have to hold our breath with the protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.